Shit. Oh, is it work? No.
No.
No, it's working.
Wait, turn it off.
Hey, hang on. There's papers everywhere. Yeah. It's working.
Hey, Warren.
Hey, Craig.
How are you?
I'm lost.
You're lost?
Yes.
Where'd you go?
Where the hell have we been?
I don't know, but I think we found us.
We found us. We came back.
Yes.
But we've been gone.
Yeah, but where'd we go?
I don't know.
If you quit working so fucking much, we could do something.
I got to pay for the podcast.
Somebody has to.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome.
To Sleepless in Cialis. Hey, I almost forgot how to say it.
Yeah, Sleepless in Cialis. Yes. C-I-A-L-A-I. No, C-I.
Oh, oh, God. C-I-A-L-I-S.
Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis. Yes.
Thank y'all for being here.
Oh, let's do this.
Yes. What's that?
Welcome to Season 2 of Sleepless in Cialis. Season 2.
Great.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
That's a serendipitous type of thing
that
here, man.
That is, yes.
This is, because you know what?
What?
We're coming down off that big holiday.
Which one? Halloween?
No, that was October.
We're still coming down from that.
Well, yeah, from the sugar high.
The sugar's still leaving our bodies.
Yeah, the sugar high.
Yeah.
But what about Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we just had it yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, day before?
No.
Day before that.
Sucks getting old, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. It's like one big long fucking day.
It really is.
Groundhog Day.
In our minds.
Yes.
The only thing that changes is the sun is up or sun is down. But other than that, it's one long day.
Yes. Tell me about your Thanksgiving.
I was blessed. Yeah. That's
you're blessed to work all fucking day and night?
I worked all fucking day and all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a blessing.
Someone's got to feed the people. But you know
Who's
what?
This dog. This is not Bruno.
Let's get rid of that damn dog, man.
Oh, my God. Anybody got a pellet gun?
Yeah. There is a dog barking in the studio.
Yeah.
But wait, I did work all day Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
From maybe 6:30 in the morning till, you know, late at night.
Right.
But I'm blessed to be able to provide a good experience and a good Thanksgiving for other people. So I feel happy about that.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Now, what about yours?
Mine was pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I cooked all day.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And you know how you cook all day and the last thing you feel like doing is eating it?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And so it was one of those. And, you know, you were gracious enough to spatchcock. God, I love saying that. Spatchcock a turkey for me.
Hey, can you say it like Earl Jones?
Spatchcock. There was somewhere between
one more time,
Earl Jones and Sean Connery.
But one more time. I want to hear it as Sinead. Sinead? Sinead?
Sinead O'Connor?
Yeah, no. That singer. Hey, Mr.
What the fuck are
no,
you
she doing? Had a really sexy voice.
Oh, Sade.
Sade, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would be more of a, what was the word? Oh, spatchcock. Spatchcock.
Basically what that is it's not what it sounds.
No,
it's,
no.
It's removing the spine from the turkey and then laying it out flat.
Yeah.
All right, let's cut through the chase here with this Thanksgiving thing.
Okay. Well, tell me. Who are we thanking?
I don't know.
Who is it?
I don't know.
You don't know? You have any idea?
Well, no. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
All day Thanksgiving, you worked to provide a good experience for others.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All day Thanksgiving, I worked all day to provide a good experience for others.
Yeah.
That's just the kind of people we are.
Right. And enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
And felt thankful for the experience.
Yes.
But other than that, what the heck?
Well, I don't understand, I guess. So Thanksgiving, you're giving thanks for all the things you're blessed with all year long.
Right.
By providing a mountainous amount of food.
A caloric death to those around you.
Yes, for a select few. And that part doesn't make sense to me, I guess.
Right.
But nonetheless, I'm thankful to get to do that for the people I love.
Because we like to please other people.
Yes, yeah.
But let's be honest here. Let's be honest. I think Thanksgiving is primarily, like Christmas, a holiday that surrounds marketing efforts, right?
Mm-hmm, certainly.
Because I think there's few people in our society that actually take a moment to acknowledge the gratitude for the things that they have in their life.
Agreed.
I personally think we don't need to run around and thank every asshole walking down the street.
Right.
we need to take time to acknowledge the great things that we have in our life.
Absolutely.
We have a home. We have employment. Uh-huh. We have friends.
Yes.
Right? Those are the things that we need to personally acknowledge.
Yes, agreed.
So, in other words, I want to change it from Thanksgiving to Masturbation Day. Because
well, that makes sense. I can totally get where the fuck are you going with this?
Because when you masturbate, you please yourself. When you take a moment to acknowledge all the great things in your life, uh-huh. right? Uh-huh. The ability to come out and play catch with your grandson,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
That is gratitude. That is being thankful.
I'm
right?
not sure I like within the same thought. You're talking about masturbation and my grandson.
No, no, you're confused. You're muddling the waters here.
No, I don't think I am.
You're muddling the waters. No, no. Because it basically what it is, when you take a moment to acknowledge the fact that you are a lucky person, right? How wonderful things are in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing joy to yourself.
Agreed.
Because oftentimes we don't look at that side or perspective mm-hmm. of our life.
Yeah.
Right?
I believe that that's something people should try to do daily. I try to do it daily, first thing in the morning. I try to think about the things and acknowledge the things that I'm just generally grateful.
Yeah.
For being, for all of because there's a lot of joy in life.
So why do we have some to wait three? Sucks. So why do some people wait 364 days to tell their friends and family members thank you for being who you are? Shouldn't we be sharing that on a regular basis?
Well, but the people who are waiting 364 days to say that,
uh-huh.
Are they saying it because they're supposed to because of Thanksgiving, or are they saying it because it's in their heart?
Because it's Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's the difference. I don't think it hurts to maybe have a day a year where people are drawn to think about it. But I don't think anybody thinks about it anymore.
Yeah.
It's a day to eat.
It's a day to eat.
It's football. It's
relaxation. Yeah,
how are you going to prepare all these things?
And it's a lot of stress, isn't it?
I don't think so. I find enjoyment in it.
Well, yeah, because honestly. You're out of your mind mm-hmm. and you're focused on creating and developing and making other people happy.
Uh-huh. And coming up with new things and new ways to make things. And,
right.
And it's fun. I think it's fun. But I don't believe everybody does, no.
Right. So I think we should start legislation to delete Thanksgiving from the calendar.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
The whole day. Just like no more November 25th. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. Gone. Mm-hmm. Right? And we should introduce legislation that people are required on a daily basis to be grateful for the wonderful things they have instead of focusing on the things they don't have.
True.
Okay. And I think that's a societal issue.
But that's what we have. That's what it is. It's supposed to be.
Right.
So, but I don't think by legislation you're going to make people do this.
Yeah. Look at our relationship. Uh-huh. Look at our relationship. Uh-huh. It's once a week or once every other week that we tell each other how grateful we are to have each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's continual.
Yeah. It's not like we wait 364 days in between saying that.
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I think by having Thanksgiving, we are saying, hey, let's wait 364 days to do that, right?
I think so. Well, I think it's like everything else. I think if people would take their eyes off themselves for a minute and think about somebody else and think about where somebody else fits in their life,
uh-huh.
then I think your perspective on everything changes.
Completely.
And it's but we've become so focused on taking care of ourselves.
Yes.
But it's like marriage to me.
Uh-huh.
So if I were to give my spouse 100% uh-huh. of what I have.
Right.
They were to give me 100% of what they have.
Theoretically. Yes.
Then it's everybody's taken care of.
Correct.
But in a beautiful way. Instead of, I'm going to take care of me,
you take care of you. Tit for tat.
And we'll end up somewhere.
Right.
And I think that's a failure of a lot of marriages, quite honestly.
Huge! Huge!
Yep. And I think you usually have one giving a whole lot more than another.
That's why I eat German Filipino food.
Oh, fuck. That's why I watch Amish porn. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's the most grateful food in the world.
Now, tell me, this is what I want to know.
What?
Do I go to the Philippines?
Uh-huh.
Or do I go to Germany to experience German Filipino food?
Virginia.
Oh my God. Where in Virginia? Is there a specific restaurant in Virginia? Because I'm going to look this up and I'm going to call you on it because I think you are so full of shit.
I'm going to prepare it for you. It is the most, how do I describe this? German Filipino food. It is going to be the most giving, caring, well-balanced, delicious food you could ever imagine in your life.
That's not possible because I know German food.
Yeah, German food is very gaseous.
It's very weak.
Yeah, well, very acidic in krauts and ferments.
Yes.
And that kind of thing.
But no, there's no balance of flavors to it at all.
Right.
It's like fats and acids.
Right.
And that's it. There's nothing to balance that.
Correct.
Filipino food, can't say I'm that familiar.
Yeah, well, Filipino food is very, very difficult to put your finger on.
Really? Right?
So when it comes to a relationship with German Filipino food, Filipino food is very broad in nature. It can be from Asian all the way to Spanish influences.
Can it? Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the Spaniards took over. The Spaniards fucked everybody.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So they took over the Philippines, and that's where this whole thing started. So there's a lot of Spanish influence into those foods.
So theoretically, okay, let's say this really did exist. We all know it doesn't.
Let's say it does.
Yeah. Then where did this come from? Were the Germans in the Philippines? Filipinos in Germany? Where did this blend come from?
How did this happen?
Oh,
there was a German lady that met a Filipino man.
Where?
Huh?
Where'd they meet?
Hawaii.
Wow. First, they don't allow Germans in Hawaii. I don't know.
Why not?
Because they're very staunch people.
It's the Japanese that aren't allowed to go to Hawaii.
Staunch, rigid people.
They are.
And Hawaii's very, like, kickback. It's like even the hang loose.
Right.
All this stuff. Hawaii's very kickback.
Germans.
They don't allow that influence in Hawaii.
Let's refer to Germans not as rigid or but as retentive.
I don't think they're retentive. I think they are.
Because if a German has a meeting at 9 o'clock, they have to be there at 8:55.
So right? I'm a German.
No, you're just a prompt, considerate person, but they do it for cultural reasons, but you do it for personal reasons because you want to be considerate to the other people at the meeting.
I do it for cultural reasons because of what I've been taught.
Right.
So well, they do it for cultural reasons because of what they've been taught.
No, they're retentive.
There's no difference.
They're retentive.
Zero difference.
They even walk different than we do. They walk differently than us.
They walk with their legs straight and then they kick them straight up in the air.
You saw the movie.
Yes.
Yes. It's not good.
With that funny looking little guy with the poorly shaped mustache.
Yeah, whatever his name was.
Yes.
Yeah. But no, wait. You look like you're sore.
Stifler.
And that's a great segue into our next segment.
What is our next segment?
You look beat.
Oh, I feel fantastic.
No, you're not moving your arms like you normally do. Usually you're up and you're all over the place.
This is a little more of a reserved subject than we usually talk about. This is a little more like, I don't know. It's different. It's more personal. Normally we're just out there and we're just spewing shit out of our mouth. That makes no sense to anybody.
Right. Well, I think we're both passionate about this subject, especially when it comes to gratitude. And I'm very big on gratitude. We should be thankful for everything that we have in our life.
We should be.
And I think in America, as a society, we have begun to assume and expect even the most basic rights and materialistic items. And we've lost gratitude for that. Right.
Yeah.
And just think for a moment. You and I have traveled the world. We've been in a lot of different countries. I've lived in different areas. You know, when was the last time you were grateful that you had that 50-pack of toilet paper from Costco in your garage, right? And then there's people in this world
Tuesday.
No, you're full of shit.
That was the last time I was grateful for that, Tuesday.
That's the last time you changed the role.
But it's not in my garage. It's in my – I have a thing under my stairs.
Oh,
and that's where everything goes. Our little Costco room.
Okay, Costco room.
So yes,
yeah.
I was thankful on Tuesday because that's when I purchased.
But how many people in this world would they're down to like their last sheet of toilet paper and they've got no money to buy one.
Right,
you know?
There's like 17 of those people.
No, it's like 50, 60.
Okay,
yeah,
well, that's a lot.
But I think in America we take for granted what the majority of the world struggles to achieve.
Yeah,
and
I think so too.
And I think it's really warped our perception of what being grateful is all about.
And I don't think we have any understanding of needs and wants.
No, that's exactly right. I agree. Right.
There are many things we want. What do we really need?
Well, you got to listen to Mick Jagger.
I don't got to listen to Mick Jagger for shit. I don't care
the
for
the Rolling Mick Stones.
I don't have to listen to him, and you're not going to make me Warren
You can't
Weeks.
Always get what you want, but if you try sometime. What?
I said your last name on the air.
Scratch. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometime, you just might find you get what you need. How was that?
That was just superb. Yeah.
No, but we come home. We walk into a gorgeous house. We flicker the light switch, right. You know? We sit down in a beautiful couch, and we have stoves, and we have food, and we have all these wonderful things. Mm-hmm. Are we really grateful for a lot of it? Do we ever take time to acknowledge how fortunate we are in comparison to other communities throughout the world?
I think so. I do.
Yeah. I sit back sometimes and I wonder.
I'm amazed at sometimes how I got to this point.
But societally, do you think that's true?
No, not as a society, no.
No.
Well, if that were the case, I think you'd find there would be a lot more people working. There are a lot less people getting benefits that aren't needed.
And a lot less entitled assholes walking around.
Yeah, it's true.
Entitled people piss me off.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, because you know what? Nobody in this world has the right to be entitled.
No.
Yeah.
No?
Well, except that guy at Jack in the Box when you were going through the drive-thru.
He was entitled. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was pretty entitled.
Yeah. So this is a very good subject. And furthermore, as we delve into this Thanksgiving, we've already decided that we're going to scratch that from the calendar. We're going to get rid of it.
Right.
But I really think we need to take a look at Christmas and what has become of that holiday, right?
Yes.
Because I think, maybe stop me when I'm wrong.
Okay.
But Christmas, the smallest percentage of what Christmas is about is religion.
It is now, yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
90% of it is regarding marketing.
Yes.
And that marketing is extremely powerful because it makes connotations in connection to our childhood memories of receiving things.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
You know, and even now, I mean, it's become about what am I going to get? What is somebody going to get me?
Okay, can we call Christmas Masturbation Day?
I think Christmas should be more of Thanksgiving.
No, it should be a masturbating day.
Stop with this. Stop.
Because it makes you feel good when you get stuff.
But we don't want to get that. We need to get away from that premise. We need to get away from this is about me getting stuff.
Right.
Because you're essentially saying that you're Jesus.
Exactly.
Because we're celebrating him getting gifts. The Magi bringing him gifts.
The who?
The Magi.
What's the Magi?
The wise men guys.
That sounds like an STD.
The wise guys.
That sounds like an STD, man.
So they're bringing them gifts. And so, and that was supposed to be the tradition that we're giving gifts, and it's like symbolizing when Jesus was born and they brought these things to lay at his feet.
Right.
So when we're saying, give me gifts, say, I'm Jesus, give me something.
Yes.
Aren't we?
And that's what we've been taught since we were children. Yeah. What the hell, man?
I've been decorating the tree and I have glitter all over myself.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yeah. But wait, what was the end of these
Magi.
These maggot people. What was the point of them giving Jesus gifts?
It was just to welcome and show their gratefulness for him coming.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
The word.
Grateful?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
I can think of that. So, I have a theory about that, too.
What?
I actually wrote a song about this once.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, so I'm thinking about this scene. So, the theory is God comes as man.
Right.
And he's forgiving this world of all our bullshit.
Uh-huh.
But there's like little sweet things, like the little angels are hovering and like these guys bring him little gifts and the sheep are playing around him and this stuff. And I call bullshit on that.
Okay.
If there's something that astronomical that's changing the face of the fucking earth.
Right.
And changing people, changing their lives, restoring them. In good faith to God, isn't it going to be like powerful?
Do you believe that? Do you believe this story happened?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you believe in the reincarnation?
No.
Or the resurrection. Resurrection, yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, you believe in that part.
Because it was, because I read this book. Not that we're getting off on this tangent.
Okay.
But I read this book, and it was called Evidence That Demands a Verdict.
Okay.
And it was about some guy who was, like, deciding he had a paper, and his paper in college for his doctorate was to disprove the Bible.
Okay.
And so he ended up proving
the
Bible. So what did it? So it's a historical fact. So the same way that we know Lincoln existed, we know George Washington existed, it's the same thing.
Right.
So we know physically he was here.
Okay.
So it's whether or not to choose, we choose to believe that all these things written about him are true or not. So I choose to, because there's enough historical fact to back it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's, wait.
No, okay. I don't want to wait.
You're stressing me out here. Okay. So if we were to roll the clock back to the time of Jesus, right?
Yes.
And let's pull Jesus out of the equation, and let's say Tammy Faye Baker was around at that time. Okay? Would she have become the modern day Jesus?
No. Well, first, Tammy Faye Baker was a salesman.
Okay, Joel Epstein.
Joel Olstein.
Olstein, yeah.
I think you're gathering a whole bunch of people who just told people what they want to hear.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's horseshit.
It is horseshit.
And it's all, everything's good. It's like you listen to Joel Olstein and everybody's going to be rich and have this abundance of money. And it's not going to happen.
What is religion about? What's the intention of religion?
Well, from what I read, Jesus came to overthrow religion. So he got rid of religion.
Okay.
And to restore relationship between God and man. So it was the religion that pissed him off, because it was the sales in the temple.
Right.
When he went to the temple and threw the tables over because everybody was selling God.
Right.
That's where he got pissed off. And that's religion today. They're selling God. And it's the same shit today that pisses him off, my opinion.
Uh-huh.
That pissed him off back then.
So religion today, and I think we both agree upon this, religion today is nothing more than an enterprise. It's a business.
It's a business.
It's a corporation.
Uh-huh.
Right? Agreed. And yes, they do some wonderful things. I don't think that's the point of this whole thing.
Right.
But I think in religion in today's society is not what the intention of religion was intended to be.
No.
Right?
No.
And we commented on this the other day. I know a number of people that go to Saturday afternoon mass or Sunday morning, whatever. And you ask them, what was the homily about? Or what did the father discuss? What did the deacon share?
Right.
And not a clue, man.
Tell me what a homily is. I've never heard of a homily.
That's what they use.
Isn't that corn that you put
in? In pozole.
Like, pozole?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So whatever it is.
Homily.
People go there and they're not there. They go there to make... It's another form of masturbation.
You go there because you're supposed to.
And you want to feel good. You want to have that sense of vanity that, hey, I went and I did this and I'm a good person.
And it gets rid of all your shit for the week. So you can start fresh and gather a bunch of shit for the next week that you're going to get rid of on Sunday.
Right. So it's a big recycling gig.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not so sure I'm into this whole religious thing.
You're not? Well, I'm not either.
Yeah, because I believe in God. I do believe that there is a God
and
all that, and I don't want to dispute that. But what I think our point is that what the intention of religion was and what it is are two completely different things.
Yeah. Yeah. It's become just a shit show, I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm not meaning to piss off everybody, but, well, I guess I kind of am. If it pisses you off to really think about it, then I'm up for pissing you off. Because everybody needs to think about this.
And I think the bottom line to the Christmas and to the Thanksgiving and to this religion thing is one thing. We all need to focus on living on our lives in service to others.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. And I've jokingly mentioned the term masturbation several times throughout this podcast.
Right.
But the reality is we spend way too much time doing that in other forms other than the traditional sexual form. Instead of worrying about pleasing ourselves with the materialistic bullshit, we need to focus on what can we do to help other people. How can we be of service, right?
Right.
Little things, man. They dropped it. Pick it up for them.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about when we drive our cars, you know? What about slowing down and letting somebody else go in front of you?
I'm drawing the line there.
Why?
I don't like this.
That's right. You had a shit fit the other day in your car.
Yeah, I don't like that. people need to drive responsibly.
I agree. And I
that
agree.
Pretty much means getting out of my way.
But you're getting old, man. You know what?
Oh, trust me. Jesus. How did what? You make it? You made it 25 minutes without having to pee.
Fuck.
What have you done? Did you do
know.
Something different?
I don't know. Well, I think it's from, you know, playing tennis all day.
Lack of hydration, maybe?
I think I might be dehydrated.
Dishydrated?
Dishydrated. Disinhydrating. That's what I'm currently doing right now. Yeah. This podcast.
Uh-huh.
What the hell?
Brought to you by.
No, wait. This is season 2.
Oh, wow.
This is our new side.
Oh, no, this isn't a new. We're not going to talk about this shit every time.
Well, I think we're very serious about this whole
thing.
And I don't
think we're going to be very serious every episode, because that would be boring as a motherfucker.
Well, do you think do you think this one was boring?
I don't think this one was boring, but I think we're going to run out of shit to seriously talk about.
You know what's boring? You know what's boring?
What?
Ted Koppel.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. Is Biden still alive?
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's hey, congratulations to him for having his approval rating get into the single digits. This is fantastic. Yeah. I think he's doing wonderful. And Kamala Harris, man, hats off to you. You're rocking the house, too. We really appreciate
what
that.
I don't understand what's happening. I really don't. I don't understand the gas prices, the border, the everything. Everything seems to be going to shit. More so than it usually does.
Wait till the inflation starts to take place. Yeah. I have a secret inside knowledge of the fact that this is going to go through the roof.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Really? It's going to hit us hard, man.
Wow.
Yep. It's all driven by labor.
It is. Well, I'm concerned about the real estate portion.
The real estate portion. Yes. Oh, yeah. I would imagine.
That drives a lot.
That drives a lot, too.
And it's just being so much fake money that's being put into every segment of our society, including real estate. Because we can't keep these interest rates. We can't.
No.
This
they're
has
not
to
sustain.
Level it out somewhere. And it's, you know, but we start paying people money we don't have.
Right.
And we stop, you know, these poor lenders forgiving these loans. Oh, there's still like COVID stuff and there's unemployment, so just nobody has to pay their mortgage. Well, who's protecting the lender? They have an agreement. They have a contract.
What has happened to all these people that didn't pay their mortgage during the pandemic?
They're still just there.
Still living life?
Yeah, nobody's taking houses. Nobody, there's just none of that's happening.
Who's going to pay for it?
Oh, we are.
We are.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, our bailout.
Yeah.
You know what? I have to go to the bathroom now.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
We're drinking Perrier.
You don't have to go anywhere.
And by all means, why are we drinking Perrier instead of the Pellegrino? I mean, what the fuck, man?
Pellegrino?
Huh?
We've always had Perrier.
Are you sure?
Change our shit?
Well,
kidding me?
It's season 2.
Pellegrino has sodium in it. We drink Perrier because there's no sodium.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, read the label. Warren, read the label. I have to think about sodium things.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you bloat?
No. It's not because of bloatation.
is that a word?
Oh, really? You're asking me this?
How do you spell that?
There's still like 6 words from this conversation I'm trying to figure out in my head.
It's all good. Hey, but you know what? This has been a great podcast.
I don't want to stop.
We have to.
We don't.
Look at the time.
Who else is in charge of this?
Well, now that we fired everybody, it is just you and I.
Well, then we could go all night on this thing.
Yeah, but nobody's going to want to listen to it that long.
They're not going to want to listen to it anyway.
Craig. Who's our sponsor?
Jesus.
Brought to you by Jesus.
This episode comes to you by Jesus.
it probably literally so, yes. More than you know, because he walked on water, and so are we at this moment. Did Jesus walk on water?
Yeah.
No, that was Noel Brenner.
Who is Noel Brenner?
The guy, the actor.
Yul Brenner?
Yes.
And it wasn't him, it was Charlton Heston.
No, how do you know?
Yul Brenner, he was in The King and I.
Yeah, didn't he walk on water?
In The King and I?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't they part the Red Sea, him and Elizabeth Taylor?
No, that was Charlton Heston.
Were they banging?
What did Elizabeth Taylor have to do with that? She wasn't part of that.
I thought they were banging each other.
Oh, Warren. My God. Yul Brenner was the bald guy.
Right.
Who was in King and I.
Yeah, he parted the Red Sea.
Charlton Heston is the guy with the NRA, who was Moses.
What does Moses and the NRA have to do with each other?
It's Moses and the Red Sea that have thee. Moses and the Red Sea that have something to do with each other.
But wait, what does Moses have to do with the NRA, National Restaurant Association?
Because Moses played Charlton Heston in the NRA, and Charlton Heston plays Moses in the Bible movies.
Yeah, what does the National Restaurant Association have to do with this? NRA.
It's the National Rifle Association.
Oh, no.
It's the gun people.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Why are we... It's been 30 minutes. Why are we still going? Why can't we stop this?
Ladies and gents, thank you for listening to season two for Sleepless in Cialis.
Big hands at sleeplessincialis.com.
Oh, we might get some serious email from this one.
Yeah, no doubt.
Big probably hands.
Ones we don't want to see. And also, Facebook?
Oh, yeah, we do have Facebook. Yeah.
One word, sleeplessincialis.com. No, Sleepless in Cialis.
Come?
One word, no com.
No, no com. No com? You ever have a girl ask you that?
That's all our shit.
Big hands. Big hands at Sleepless in Cialis. Big hands at Sleepless in Cialis. Thanks a lot for listening,
thanks
everybody.
Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Bye.